Hi, this is Sharon Wolf from the Rio Del Times, continuing our series related to elder justice issues, and in particular, the conservatorship of my mom, Barbara Keller, and stepdad, Ron Keller. We've been reporting on the absolutely unbelievable experience my family's had in the Humboldt County Superior Court, trying to assist my parents exactly as they had documented prior to Mom's Alzheimer's and Ron's dementia taking over. It's a cautionary tale for every adult child out there, and we hope that by talking about our experiences, others can benefit from the information. This 14th installment in the series is about our recent visit to see Mom and Ron for my birthday. As I've talked about in earlier segments, members of Mom's family have been blocked from getting any information about how Mom is doing from the facility she's living in, The Pines, a Merrill Gardens community in Rockland, California, since they were placed there on August 26, 2021. We have talked about the problems with visiting Mom in the facility, as well as the denial of basic information to the family in past segments. Because of this, we can only observe how Mom and Ron are doing at the time when we are able to get to the facility ourselves, and it is almost 6 hours one direction. In between, we have no idea what's going on with Mom's care, and that's the problem. Through a scheduling miracle, we were able to coordinate our visit with three of our adult children and their families, and that is not easy to do. We brought three of the most beautiful great-grandchildren you can imagine to visit Mom and Ron, and they were a big hit. That was all we wanted with our visit, to see Mom for my birthday and to bring them a little bit of sunshine with the great-grandbabies, and that is a really good day in my book. I first observed that Mom was locked out of her bedroom in the facility for some reason. Mom and Ron have two bedrooms with a connecting bathroom. Mom's bedroom is set up more as a living room with a sofa, the television, and movies, and then their shared bed is in Ron's room. The connecting door in the bathroom was locked, and when asked, a staff member said, quote, "Maybe it's broken." Who knows how long it's been locked? We can only observe what is going on at the moment we visit, so I really have no idea. During that first visit, we also noticed that Mom's fingernails were ridiculously long, which is completely out of character for Mom, and they were really bothering her. So when I came back to visit the next day before we had to travel home, I brought a pair of nail clippers with me and asked Mom if she wanted her nails done. She was thrilled with getting her fingernails trimmed down to their usual length. I asked Mom if her toenails were long too, and she couldn't remember, but Mom hopped on the bed and took her shoes and socks off so I could check. It was horrifying. Her toenails had all been allowed to grow so long that the nails were distorting. Her big toenails were now turned at a 90-degree angle by pushing against the ends of her shoes, and they were digging into the other toes. I did my best to hide my shock and distress over seeing the state of my mom's feet in order to not upset her.
Wow. That toenail's turned sideways. It is so bad.
Yeah, what happened there?
Yeah, I can trim it down a bit.
I trimmed her toenails down as best I could, but the damage appears to be done. They will continue to grow at that angle into the other toes. The facility where Mom and Ron live is a locked memory care unit that includes security cameras in every public space and in every personal bedroom. This is part of the 24-hour security for Alzheimer's and dementia patients that is standard in locked facilities, and it's posted throughout. As such, there is no expectation of privacy anywhere within the facility. And I note this because I also record audio during my visits with my mom in the facility on my cell phone that is laying out in the middle of the room. Sometimes it captures people interrupting a nice family visit. The court-appointed conservator for both Mom and Ron is Roland Royce Mendonca Jr., and he designated his mother to oversee all aspects of their care at the facility. The role that his mother, Diana Mendonca, plays as the conservator's representative directing the day-to-day care at the facility cannot be understated. I have also talked in prior segments about the difficult relationship between my mom and her sister-in-law that spans 3 decades now. But this was actually the first time family has witnessed Diana's interactions with Mom and her brother Ron in person. I was working on Mom's toenails when Diana barged into the room. The audio is my voice describing the toenails to Mom, Tim, and Ron when Diana suddenly appears. Diana was shown the condition of Mom's feet and her Howard Hughes-like toenails.
Yeah, that toenail is turned entirely sideways, Mom.
Oh, that's
growing. That's weird. And it's growing into this other toe. When it gets long, see, it's going to bump every time it's in the shoe.
Oh, mm-hmm. And it hurts on the other side, the right side.
Yeah, because this part is going to go into your toe.
Weird.
Yeah, that's where I know this because
hello. Well, hello, Tim.
Hi.
Hello.
We're just trimming Mom's toes.
Oh, gee, she has a podiatrist that comes once a month to take care of her feet.
Look at her toes.
So I don't know, maybe
this toenail is turned off.
She's much better. But if they're much better at it, have at it.
No, this toenail is turned sideways into the other foot because it is so long.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, Ron was saying he had his toes done recently.
Yeah, he does, and he's due for a haircut this week.
How is Ron?
Maybe Mom could get in on some of that too.
It takes a considerable amount of time for nails to grow as long as Mom's fingers and toes had. And this lack of personal care has been ongoing for a while, from what I observed. Diana then told us that she had unlocked the connecting door into Mom's room so we could visit in the living room space. We asked Diana about that door she had just unlocked, and she said there was some type of maintenance in the closet that needed to be done.
Well, if you want to, you like the bedroom, but if you'd like to go in the living room, I unlocked the door for you.
Okay, why is that door locked?
I was just asking. He thought the door was broken.
Oh, no, it's not broken. We just had some maintenance done, and then the maintenance guy was working on the closet, so that's why they locked it.
Okay.
Who knows how long that door has been kept locked, but apparently it's long enough that Diana carries a key to unlock that door at her discretion. In prior segments, I've talked about the original offer by the Mendoncas to not oppose my conservatorship petition, provided they were assured half of the Kellers' estate. That offer was presented to me by local prominent senior partner, Chris Johnson Hamer, of Stokes, Hamer, Kirk, and Eads in Arcata. I had told Attorney Hamer that their offer was premature at best. At that time, we had no clue what the long-term care needs for both Mom and Ron were going to be. There had been no care and needs assessment done for either of them at that time, and this continues to be true. Diana reiterated their offer to give Mom back to her family to care for, provided Diana and Royce get half of the remaining Keller estate and they would take Ron. She was quite adamant when she reiterated the offer, and Diana sounded very pleased that I accepted the offer, and I asked her to have Attorney Hamer contact me as soon as possible so it could be arranged.
And that's so why I can't our believe. Lawyer, I felt bad that Sharon didn't have her mother. The lawyer offered Sharon to take your mother so the two of you could take care of her, and I would take my brother. And you take half the money, I will take half the money to take care of him. But no, the money made more to you than taking care of your mother.
I was on that phone call. That was not what she said. She wanted half the estate for you. And for your son,
because
Ron was not her client. She was asking for her client. That's you.
Okay, then let's reiterate this.
Right.
Let's do it.
The monthlies.
We'll offer you, Barbara, half the money. I'll take my brother. I'll take half the
money.
Have
Royce, through his attorney, contact me.
Let's do this.
Your attorney should contact me, and we will work that out.
You want to do that? I am all for it.
We will try to work it out.
Okay.
Please have her contact me, because
oh,
this is insane.
I contacted Attorney Hamer to facilitate their settlement offer and confirm my acceptance after we got back to Humboldt County. I got a response to my email back within the hour, which is really impressive for a Sunday afternoon. Hamer denied that any settlement offer was reiterated by her client, so there was nothing to discuss. You decide for yourself. We will continue to pursue getting Mom back to her family that cares for her. The nice birthday visit we hoped to have deteriorated to Mom yelling at Diana to get out of her room repeatedly. Mom was incredibly upset, and it took a while before she calmed down and we could end the visit on a positive note. That's one of the unfortunate blessings of Alzheimer's. Mom won't remember the ugly scene that Diana caused. Mom also won't remember to ask for help when it's needed. She is a victim of her Alzheimer's and it falls to those around her to provide the needed care and to protect her. I'll be posting upcoming segments on the issues of civil rights for those under conservatorship as well as their family members. This is a much larger issue than what we're experiencing in our family. The state of California is looking to solve the visual homelessness crisis by expanding the ability to take people into conservatorship or a conservatorship-like program like Care Court, the expansion of the definition for gravely disabled, and more. The initiatives are being rammed through the legislature with very little attention to the numerous concerns for the very obvious consequences of what they're doing. There will be much more on all of this in future segments, and in the meantime, thank you for listening. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for the RioDelTimes.com.